for the request. Rabbi Lubavsky asked me to share a few words with you, so thank you for the opportunity to share. The request was to talk about, say, over something in the world of halacha. So I'm going to share with you a shiloh which came up. And well, I want to talk through the steps of working through the halachic shiloh and explaining how to paskin it. So here was the shiloh. The shiloh came in Erev Yom Tov, about 6:35, I got a phone call. So a young man had been learning in Eretz Yisrael. He came back home close to a month ago, and some of his luggage was lost in transit and had never made it back. It's been a month already, so the airlines already had offered some arrangement for compensation, and he submitted the claim to the airlines. They already told him he can go buy, replace his clothing. He already bought the clothing. He had the bills, etc. He gets a call Erev Yom Tov at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. They found the suitcase, and they're going to be delivering it in the next few days. The shaloh was, of course, that there was chametz in the suitcase. So he wants to know, what is his halacha in regards to the contents of this suitcase, which has luggage in it, chametz in it, which he's going to be receiving on Chol HaMoed. So that was the shaloh which he asked me. Of course, this is taking place less than an hour before Yom Tov, and like I have nothing else to do with my time, right? But he has a fair question. So that was the question. So let me explain to you the depth of the question. So I asked him, did he sell the chametz to the goy? He said yes. So the question is, does the sale which he made to the goy include the chametz which is in his suitcase? So now there's a rule that the Gemara says that you cannot sell something which is called enev rishusa. Enev rishusa means I own something, but I own it in a way that I have no power over it. So the Gemara says an example of that is an aveda, an item which is lost, is called enev rishusa, so you can't sell it. So I can't sell to the goy this chametz which is enev rishusi if it's lost. Well, the chara, his chametz is lost, the suitcase is lost, etc. That was the, so therefore it was not included in the sale. When the chametz will be delivered, right, it's his chametz, he has to destroy it. Even though he made a bitzel, the rule is bitzel does not work enough. You still have to, chametz which has bitzel, you still have to destroy it if you have it on Pesach. Okay.
Why doesn't the bitzel work?
The bitzel works, but bitzel's not enough. Halacha's bitzel alone is not enough. You have to, Chazal did not allow us to rely on bitzel alone. You have to have beer as well. So you can't just rely on bitzel. Okay, but maybe we'd argue that there's a second step. So I said, well, let's define what's called lost. Let's say I've been looking for one of my ties, and this tie is lost for quite some time. So my tie is lost. It's not really lost. My tie is somewhere in my closet. Right? So colloquially we refer to that as lost, but luckily that's not called an aveda. It's somewhere in my house. I haven't seen it for the last 6 months or longer. That's not luckily considered an aveda. Aveda has to be, it's not under the person's purview. Okay, so let's discuss the shaila over here. If I have an aveda, quote unquote, something which is lost, but somebody is holding it for me, a shermer is holding it for me, so there's a concept of halacha called yad shomer ki yad bailim, that the person who's holding it for me is equivalent to me holding it. So now the airlines is holding the suitcase for the young man. So it's as if it's in my possession. So then if it is in my possession, again, the sale would be valid. Okay, step number two. No, let's argue that that's not correct. Because there's some point in time, we get to something which is known as yiyush. What is yiyush? Yiyush is when a person gives up hope of finding it. So the Chazanish says, when you discuss the concept of yiyush in halacha, the Moreh B'Metzias talks about yiyush, that's not really true. We say that we have to clarify, what does that mean? What's the question? The opposite of yiyush is tikvah. Now, a yid always has hope. You know, you never know. I asked the Baruch, were you miyayish? She says, no, I wasn't miyayish. She says, well, did you buy something new? I said, yeah. I said, why? Well, I didn't expect I'm going to get it back. So I'm not miyayish. So what does that mean? He says, make up your mind. You're miyayish or not miyayish. So the Chazanish says that every case of yiyush, you still have a little bit of tikvah. It's a continuum. Every case of where you're not miyayish, you still have a little bit, you know, maybe I'm going to lose this thing. So at some point we say, yeah, listen, you're getting to the point where you're accepting the reality, it's probably gone. Accepting the reality is probably gone is called yiyush and halacha. But his yirsh is not the issue, because let's say, going back to my tie in my closet, I have my tie in my closet, I have not found it for the last 2 years, let's say, right? And I'm a yayish for finding the tie. Okay? Yirsh creates a halachic status, anybody can take it. In walks, in the next day, somebody walks in my house and he says, this tie. He says, oh, that's a tie Rabbi Rangel's miyayish, and I'll take it. Yirsh for sure doesn't work, because it's in my house again. So does my yish work while the shomer is holding it for me? The answer is no. Yish does not work when it's still in my possession. However, if the airline itself was miyayish, Haraya, the airline offered compensation to the fellow. So the airline itself is no longer saying we're holding it for the person. So the chayra, at that point in time, is nobody's holding it for the person. So now it's considered an aveda. Aveda is ein rishus, so the sale will not be valid, number one. And number two is yish will take effect. Now, what happens after your miyayish? What is the status of the item after yish? So this is a famous reflection between the ksois and the sivas on one side and the chazanish on the other side. The ksois and the sivas say that the status of an item after yish, it's still mine. Anybody in the world, everybody's allowed to take it, but it's mine. So what? Therefore, as soon as I get it back, I need no maisa kinyan to acquire it again. So it's mine. It's my chometz. So it's my chometz. It has a chiyuv beer. The Chazanish, however, says that that's not true. Chazanish says that after yirsh, an item becomes hefker. So if it's hefker, it's not mine. So it comes Pesach, it's not my chometz, which is a problematic. It's hefker chometz. Comes the item to my reshus on Pesach, so I don't want to be kinder. So it's hefker, I don't want to be kinder. They have no key and beer on it. So according to the Ksois and the Sivas, the mechira wasn't the mechira, because there's any reshus. The yirsh is a yirsh, but when it comes to my house, I'm going to be over by your Yomotzeh. Because in the Chazanish, I'm not going to be Rabbi Yoreh Matzah. So I have this machloikus between the Ksois and the Sivas on one side, and the Chazanish on the other side. How do we pass on this machloikus? So most Pesachim do not want to take the Chazanish to go connect the Ksois and the Sivas. Talking about the Ksois and the Sivas, right? So the Ksois and the Sivas say one way, the Chazanish says the other way. We're not going to pass on the Chazanish connect that. So the Chara, according to them, there's a chiyuv of beer on the side. So what do we have like this? We have, if you tell me that the Mechira was Chal, so there's no problem, you don't have a Mechira beer, it belongs to the Goy. The Mechira was Chal. If you tell me the Mechira wasn't Chal, so then it's an Aveda, and there's Yirsh. According to the Chazanish, there's Yirsh, it's not a problem either. So I have one argument that maybe the Mechira was valid. I have a second argument, maybe that it's Hefker. Then he tells me he's not sure if the item is Chometz. Right?
But
yeah. So the question is, even if there was Yush, what's the status of it by the airlines? Because if there's Yush, if the airline's holding it for me, so it's Yush Brishos.
It was found after
Chatzos.
Is it
clearly
part of the crew?
No, my argument is that possibly it was. I saw everything that all comments that I own, including the comments in the suitcase, which is sitting in Dulles Airport somewhere.
Even before the airline.
Yeah, before they find it, but there's a mechira on that. I'm mechira on that item. Right? So that was so. Elamai, what? They're miyayish, and they're not holding it for me anymore. Do they have a right to be miyayish? So let's complicate the case a little more, because this is what happened. The first leg of the trip was by El Al, which was Jews. The second half was by American Airlines. He made the claim to American Airlines, but El Al found the item. He was sitting by El Al. So sitting by Jews. They have a Chiyuv HaShavuos Aveda. So they have a Chiyuv HaShavuos Aveda. They're Jews, so they have a Chiyuv HaShavuos Aveda. So they didn't Yad Shavuos Yad Bailim.
They
never care for themselves. I'm not talking about, the whole suitcase, they're holding it for me.
But does Yush
even the guy find it? If it's sitting by the Sharma Aveda before the Yush, which is like my Yash and my tie in my closet. Right, so if I can't be miyash in my tie in my closet because it's called Yachar Maged Bailim. So it's sitting by. Let's say I walk down the street and I find an aveda.
I don't know he has it.
So now what about if the shomer aveda doesn't know he's a shomer aveda?
Right.
So this is a machlokes between a marshal and a marshal, and daf kavav and b'metzia. In the case where it was sitting in a chanus. And I lost the item in a chanus, and the baal chanus doesn't know that it's there. And then the Bailam is Miyayish, is the Yish Chal, because it's sitting by the Baal HaChanus, who has a Chiyuv or not. We pass in the case that the Yish would be Chal, because he's not a Shomer yet, he doesn't know that he has it. Okay, so Elal didn't know that they had the item. Something to lechar the yishur bichal. So I can't use this argument lechar. But according to my, at least according to the marshal, I could. So I have, I guess, I have a snake of a chiyav beer. According to the marshal, yeshur mekad bialim, and therefore the mechir was chal, and therefore he has no chiyav beer. Belongs to the goy. Even if you tell not like that, I have the chazan yish that is hefker. Right, there's no chiyav beer. Then he tells me to suffer chometz. So I have a snake, whether it's a chiyav beer. Now, I'm going to tell them you're fired anyway. But that, because like, I don't think to do an Erev Yom Tov. But this is the lumnus is like this. So what, is there a sort of snake over here? So there's a chuvus, yeah.
Isn't the suffix chometz irrelevant? Because he gets the bag, you open it or you don't open it, meaning there is chometz or there isn't chometz there. It's only a suffix you don't open the bag.
No. He knows what it is. He's not sure halachically whether it has it of chometz. Actually, when he finally found it, he called me the first day cholamoid. He calls me. It has maltodextrin in it. Maltodextrin can be made out of chometz. It's a starch-based item. It can be made either out of cornstarch, potato starch, or wheat starch. And until you figure out where the company got it from, I have no idea. That's going to be the amount of research you have to do for that. So that's a suffix. Okay, so I have Gimel Tzadei Safik over here that he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. So there's a chuba, there's a tzveik a pater from a mitzvah zaseh. There's a chuba's mutzal meyesh says that tzveik does not pater from a mitzvah zaseh. It's only matter in iser. It doesn't pater a mitzvah zaseh. They say in chuba's mutzal meyesh. Now money person hold not like the mutzal meyesh, but I think over here to apply it over here wouldn't be correct for a different reason. I'll tell you why. Because there's a nesivus in a sefer Makar Chayim that he says that the mitzvah say of tashbisu is not an independent mitzvah; it's a chizuk in the iser of bayo bayamotze. So first you have to done is there bayo bayamotze? If there's no bayo bayamotze, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. Right? The mitzvah of destroying it, tashbisu, which is a positive kind to destroy, is really a chizuk of the iser of Torah. I'm not having comments in your rishos on Pesach. If I have a snake to tell me this is not an issue of having chobits in my rishos, I have no chiyav beer mitzvah say either. Even though it's a snake, even if you tell me that snake doesn't pater from mitzvah say, over here would pater.
That's not your
mitzvah. What? The mutzah meyesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, most poskim hold not like the mutzah meyesh. The shakas are, you say not like the mutzah meyesh, the poskim pass not like the mutzah meyesh. We're saying, but even like the mutzah meyesh. And this again, this is my thought process at Erev Yom Tov, even like the mutzah meyesh, it wouldn't be relevant to her according to, because the Netziva says that the ikur mitzvah of tachbisu is really a chizuk and isur by Yerba Yomotze. Sek shemata isur by Yerba Yomotze, right? So the charet shem yomotze, he shouldn't be mechiv de mevarit. Now, so I told him, listen, when it comes, give me a call and we'll talk about it. I said, right, because that's it's a good thing to do Erev Yom Tov at this point in time. But that was the question of the thought process of real Amikra that I could argue very clearly that he does not have a chiyav beer on this item because it's sold, possibly. That at least according to the marshal, it's sold. And according to the Chazon Ish, if it's not sold, it became hefker. And it became hefker, he has no chiyav beer on it. And I have a subject of the whole thing that's come to start with. So Maker didn't look hard, he had no chiyav to burn it. He says, he calls me on Cholamoid. It arrived, it finally arrived, first day Cholamoid in the morning. So he calls me, he says, he sent me a text. He says, with a bracha or without a bracha? So it means he was ready to revire it. That was clear. He wasn't. I don't want this thing in my house, you know. So I said without a chlor, without a bracha, because I have gibbled started he's not mechiv in the midst of bakhlal. So I send him back no bracha. So he says, I get back the text, thank you, which means it's been destroyed already at that point in time. So halacha lemaisa mitzad the geshmak, because I would have told him to keep it because al tahanoa passing leheter, I could have told him to keep it. Lemaisa, I didn't tell him to keep it because he already assumed that we were going to destroy it, and that was the final psak on lemaisa. But again, so here's the lum that just that's what's. Be mechadish to the lamas over here. In the mitzvah tashbisu, we could argue tashbisu. The nesiva says there's only chizuk in bayar yomotz. It's not its own independent mitzvah, and therefore mitzvah the iser bayar yomotz. I have three studim why there wasn't an iser. Either because it was sold to the goy, because the elal as Jews has a din of shemira on it, and yad shemekad bayla means yish does not take effect, and therefore it's considered that it's mine. Or it's his, and therefore he could sell it to the goy. Argument number one. Argument number two If that's not true, it means it's an Aveda. And it was after Yiyush. After Yiyush, Kron the Chazanish, it's Hefker. If it's Hefker, so why is it not Mechuyev and Bayer Bayamotze? Because it's Hefker. Good. That was argument number three. And argument number two. And argument number three was it was Safek whether it was Chometz to start with. So the Begimot started him and said that. Okay, that was the yeah.
Just out of interest. Yeah. We don't know what the item was. But if it was something perishable, example, bread,
right?
Would have been moldier than anything by the time you got it.
Not Roy. So it's interesting then. So if it was not Roy Lachil's color, it was Nochia beer on it. It's done, yeah. No, it was some of these packaged stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he told me the name of the thing. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm like, Nebuch, I'm not so into it.
Does that qualify the sex when I'm finding a day later and the shattering between? If I'm saying, I don't know what it seems. Right, so I'm saying, okay, the mitzvah is this is something this mitzvah.
Right.
But here, we're using
days
in halacha to create. Is it really a
swekah?
Is it really layering one on top of the other?
Okay, so that's a good question.
Independent issues.
Okay, so that's a good question. You know, to when you're allowed to make star swekahs, and that's quite a complicated subject. Right, Kuf Yud is one of the hardest simonim in Shulchan Aruch. In the end, the Shach says, "Don't make svek svekas on your own because you never get them right." So you're right. According to the Shach, you shouldn't make svek svekas. So that is true. You cannot be mitzarif certain types of svekas together. That is true. I think over here, the way I cash with it out, I think that these svekas, the sheet of the Marshal Halacha Lamaisa is not nitka. I mean, I can't say it's not nitka. You know, it's you know, it's. The Hecha Timsa, where they don it, it's hard to say that it's Nitcha Mehalacha. And the Chazanish, I shouldn't talk. The way I understand the Sugya, the Chazanish makes more sense to me than the Sugya and the Nesivas. Now, to say that I don't understand arguing the Sugya and the Nesivas, that's like pretty stupid. Right? You don't argue with Sugya and the Nesivas. But the Maisa, the Chazanish says it. Right? So you learn the Sugya, the Chazanish seems to me is Richtig. In the sugya, more than the chazan. So, to be mitzarif, the sheet of the chazanish for sure, I think, is a strong argument. And the other tzad is to be mitzarif the marshal is, you know, it's also it's not. Some of the things are gemara. Both studim seem to be correct. So it's hard to be doicha one of the two. So I have at least a sweik smaker. I mean, mitzarif is suffik and din, and suffik and mitzi is the shach says you can't do. That is correct. So if I have two studim and din. Right, the Shach says you can't be mitzvah if a suffik and mitzvah is with a suffik and din. So, suffik and din, whether it's chometz or not, mitzvah is whether it's chometz or not, mitzvah would be questionable. But I think even mitzvah halacha, I have two stadim, I have two strong stadim halacha l'maisa. So that was like one of the more interesting. The Hanor of the Shaila, I have to tell you, wasn't, you know, was, you know, that the world above Metziah and the world of Eilam Metziah, the world above Akama, is the Gehalach Lamaisa Hilchos Pesach. Right? You know, and it happened, of course, right before Yomtov. So he asked me afterwards, this never happened before. Like, you know, he says, you know, I'm clearing the Shaila before, it never happened. I said, no, it did happen. I had the Shaila once before, but nowhere near with the same geschmack. It wasn't, you know, it was a case where they found it a day later, it's coming, and they delivered it, etc. But this was like, it got lost by the airlines already. Like, the airlines already was miyayish on it. That's a whole new layer of a Shaila which I had not had before. So that was the Hanor. Okay, while I have the podium, which is, you know, you put a rabbi up and you're stuck with it, right? I just want to point out maybe two interesting halacha l'maisa shailas, which I spoke about last year. They're not negea right now, they'll be negea for next year. There's a strong argument in the poskim that I want to point out that when you eat matzah, it has to be yours. There's a din of lochem by matzah. Get involved in the whole sugya. Is there a din of lochem? You have to own the matzah when you eat it. So this is very relevant to the Baal HaBos. It's very easy. He owns the matzah. What about his guests? What about his children? Right. So the question is, and this was actually true of the Rush. Right? The question is, when I serve you a portion of food, am I making it yours? Am I being mocked in you the portion of food? I put the portion of food in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Here's your food. Well, it's your food now. Is that true? Is it your food or is it my food which I'm allowing you to eat? Well, it's a big difference. Like, you have to own the matzah. You don't own the matzah. I own the matzah. I'm just allowing you to eat it. Or no, I'm making it yours. What? I understand, but as soon as you eat it, you're being pregnant, that's for sure. All right? Because, I'm not taking it back after you eat it. All right? So the Rosh had the following shaila. a person came to a meal, and the owner gave a portion to the person. The person took the portion, and he was mekadosh a woman with the portion. Okay? Don't ask questions. Why? That's what happens. The Yiddishkeit, strange things happen, right? So a person comes to the meal. Reuven invites him Shimon in the meal. Shimon sits down. He takes the portion. He's a mekadosh, a woman who's there by the meal. He says, Rebbe, kudash is li, b'mon azu, kudash marsha b'yisrael. He's a mekadosh, a woman by the table with his portion of food. So Balabas says, I didn't give you a portion of food to mekadosh an isha. I gave you a portion of food to eat. You can't use it to marry somebody. He says, oh, you gave me the portion. It was my portion of food. They went very well with it. I decided instead of eating it, I'd rather give me my cottage and isha rather than eating it. Right? So is the woman kudeshes or not? Right? Nafkamina, but you think it's a wild case, but the nafkamina is by the Seder. When I give you the matzah, is it your matzah? If yeah.
To bring similar situation.
Yeah.
If sukkah has to be lacha, and therefore, when a person walks into your sukkah, there's mokim to say that you are giving him partial ownership in your sukkah for
right.
The duration of the time being in your sukkah. Why can't you say the same thing here, that the balabas wants his guest obviously to be yaitza?
I'm not arguing with that. You could argue that there's a stam das. If I know the halacha, I have stam das. You know, you want to do that, or you could argue even more of a chiddush dik. Even if I don't know the halacha, I want you to be yotzei the mitzvah as best as whatever. So I want to, whatever the halacha says, I want you to do.
Most people don't know that people are being kind of part of their sukkah with the halacha.
Well, we pass them because you don't need lucham. I don't know what you pass them by the. I don't know if I pass them you need lucham either, if I go correctly. What?
I don't remember the conclusion, but
right. So we don't need lucham by sukkah, but by matzah, many persons hold you do need lucham. Yeah,
Jacob. The only possible nafkamina, at least from some misunderstanding, the only possible nafkamina is by kiddush. If you on the Seder night, if you eat it, it's yours.
No, could be. That's not necessarily true. When I said before, I meant in this, if you decide you need a kinyan, achila can be a kinyan. If the normal way I give you a Shabbos meal is I'm allowing you to eat my food, you're allowed to eat my food. So when you eat it, you ate my food.
But what's the nafkamina about the Seder night?
So you ate my food. That's no good. You have to eat your food.
But as soon as you eat it, it becomes your.
No. I said before. I mean, if you need a kinyan, yes. Where was the kinyan? If you need a kinyan, I mean to be makna, so the kinyan, achila can count as a kinyan. That's assuming that you need to be makna, and I had das to be makna. If I didn't have das to be makna, then I'm das to be makna. Right. So the rush comes out that you can't be makadosh and isha with it. It's not a good kedushin, which means does not assume it's automatic that I'm being makna on the person, even though I'm allowing you to eat my food, that's not automatically a hakno. So over here, if you want to be mocked, then the person should have in mind to do that. The second halacha, which I was discussing with me this year. Yeah.
Does it make sense to say that when someone gives something to buy a table, it's like al tanai? In other words, it's a matana, but the condition for you to have matana is eat it. I'm not giving you food, so you should feed it to someone else. You're giving some food by a table in order that they should eat it. And then if they don't do that tonight,
retroactively it becomes bottled in the sina.
Right.
You can definitely there's achranim who handled that this kind on the rush, but the rush seems to boil it down to the shayla, is it mine or not, and then he says it never was yours to start with without the tanai, it never was yours to start with. Right, so that's what he assumes. So according to the rush, we would have a problem. You should have das makna. You should really point it out. The other thing which I had this year, which I'm not sure I never thought about, just interesting, Shiloh, which comes up. The halacha is by haseva. When you're sitting by haseva in the presence of a rebbe, there's no chi of haseva. So talmidim which are sitting by the seder of a rebbe, you have no chi of haseva. By a parent, theoretically, there should be no chi of haseva in front of a father either. But that we assume the father is Meichel. There's no assumption in the halacha that a Rebbe is Meichel. So the halacha is Meferish, unless the Rebbe says Meferish, that the Talmidim have no Chiyuv HaSeiva. And it's Meferish in Shulchan Aruch, even if it's a Rabbi Shein Amuvit. So I had five Talmidim by me by the first night. So the first thing I did by the center was, I spoke out, the right side, you have Rishus to be Mason. You're not Mechiv to ask. The Talmud is not Mechiv to ask. So somebody was eating by Rabbi Lapiansky. He was talking by Rabbi Lapiansky. And he asked me, what should he do? I said, don't do a seiva unless Rav Lubansky tells you to do a seiva. So should I ask? He said, no, you're not mechiv to ask. He says, well, he's not doing a seiva. He's going to notice. Good, so then he'll tell you to be meisiv. That's his business. But until he tells you to be meisiv, you have no chiv on seiva. So that's it. That was the end of the pesach. You know, I told him, you know, he'll do it. I mean, so I didn't ask him what he did. I never found out what happened. But I mean, me, I told my tabidim favorites, I said, listen, I'm very sorry. I'm giving rishus up front to be meisiv. I never thought about it any of the years. I never thought I truly should give my tamidim rishus. And if I don't give rishus, they shouldn't be meisiv. They're not supposed to be meisiv. Not supposed to stand like this in front of the Rebbe. Sipasnish. It's covered, felt and covered a year from the rabbi. They're not allowed to be meisiv. So, and tremendous din. You know, I never thought about it this year. I was looking through the sugya. And, you know, you learn the sugya. It's like, whoa, where was it all these years? So that was interesting, the shayla which came up this year also. Okay. Rebel, give me two or three minutes. This is just a point in the world of thinking about Pesach. Something I did the second night. I didn't know about the first night. The second night I did it. We got to Bechol Dor V'Dor. Chevron Amir says, "That's Kili Yotzim Mitzrayim." And I said, shut your eyes, and think about a moment in your life where you saw the Kodesh Baruch Hu clearly taking care of you. The purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim is this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael, the purpose of Yisrael Mitzrayim was not to leave Mitzrayim, if I can say those words. According to the Targum Yonah Ben Yaziel, he says, he has to kasha, the Korban Pesach has to be shefted in Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Targum Yonah says that the Bereshim took all of the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim, the Bereshim moved all of Klai Yisrael to Yerushalayim. They're a mock of the korban there. They ate the korban there, and then he brought them back to Mitzrayim. Now, if you were there, what would you say when you're about to be taken back? I would say no. Like, why am I going back? I'm out of Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm in Yerushalayim. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I should go back. Why should I go back? I don't want to go back. See, if the purpose was Yitziyah, we're out already. The purpose was Eretz Yisrael, we're right there out already. So the answer to the purpose was neither. The purpose was a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which Rebbeinu Shlomo decided that Christ will only develop that relationship by going through the process of Yitziyah and going out to Midbar, the Beretz Lo Zeruah, with the Letter Achar Midbar. That's what's going to create the relationship which is necessary. So the goal of the night is a relationship with your Creator. Okay, so do you have a relationship with your Creator or not? We all do, Baruch Hashem. There was moments that we felt it. Moments we felt his presence. We felt the relationship. We felt the kesher. Stop for a moment, behold over door, and touch into that moment. Feel that moment of the relationship, and then say, then you can say, and you can say the halal, push it, feeling it personally. So I gave him one story, I mentioned one story, and that's just, I will end with this story. I was in Cairo, I can't remember how many years ago, that was a while back already. I'm here 20 years. So it was a while back. One day, a bill came in. It was a large bill, and I had no money for it. I remember I had no money for it, and I had no way to get the money. I had no idea where to get the money from, and I had a lot of bills. I like paying my bills, and I'm stuck. So I remember I was sitting with my wife. We were talking about it, and I have no chesh kenetzah. Say, what the Dav Mincha? And I was fadaiget. I was worried about it. Went to Dav Mincha, and I get to the pasuk, b'seich v'shidecho, umas b'lecho charvetzah. And I said, 1 second. Do I believe this or not? So if I believe it, what am I worried about? If I don't believe it, so why am I saying it? It's, you know, no games over here. This is real. So I said, you know what? I'm not going weiter till I feel I totally connected to Pasuk and I relax. So I said, Pesach HaShadecho, Masih Lecho Charetzayim, the second time. No, I still felt nervous. So I said it a third time. I said it a fourth time. Billy Guzma, I said it over 40 times. Repeated the pasuk just again and again and again until I totally relaxed. I said, you know what? Whatever's going to be is going to be. It's not in my hands. It's not the point. The Russian runs the world. That's it. What am I worried about? If it's not supposed to be, it won't be. But it's supposed to be, it is. What am I worried about? Why is there any daiga? The Russian runs the world. Believe the pasuk totally. Good. So, I went and lied down in Chabur Hashem. I had a nice davening. So later, I said over this to my Talmidim. So they asked me, what happened? I says, what do you mean what happened? I davened to Hashem. That's what happened. No, but what was the miracle at the end? You know, like, it has to be a miracle at the end, right? You know, right? I said, no, the miracle was that a person davened to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a miracle, you know. He says, no, what happened? This is okay, so I'll tell you what happened. He says, at the end of the week, I get a letter from a chaver of mine with a check. I've never before or after gotten the check from him. He says, I've been thinking about you, I can figure you could use some money, and there's a check for the amount of money to cover the bill plus a little bit extra. He says, but if you think that's the nace, you have a mistake. The nace is a human being talking to his creator. That's the nace. And the end of the maisa is like, you know. So I told him that there's a maisa with the Chofetz Chaim's son. See, he was once in Varsha, and he walked into Varsha. So he's a Litvak, you know, they're not into stories at all. He's a Litvak. He walks into Varsha, and somebody says, "How many chapters the Chofetz Chaim's son?" The Chofetz Chaim was about Moifus. So he went over to him and tell me over a Moifus from the Tata. As soon as they realized who it was, the whole shul, it's you know, Varsha, like, you know, to all Chassidim over there, they want to hear a Chassidish Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. Important, of course, Chofetz Chaim's son is not into Chassidish Maisa. You know, he's a Litvak to the nth degree. So finally, says, "Listen, I'll tell you the Moifus of my father." He says, "We all the tzaddikim, the chiddush is tzaddik gozer v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim. By my father, the chiddush is hakadosh baruch hu gozer v'hatzaddik mekayim. And that's the moifus." He says, "By everybody, the chiddush is that the tzaddik decrees and the kadosh baruch hu listens. By my father, the biggest chiddush is the kadosh baruch hu decrees and the tzaddik listens. That's the biggest decree. The fact that a person dies like he's supposed to with the chiddush." I said, "That's the goal of the night of the Pesach, that we should be able to talk to kadosh baruch hu, and just speak to him." Just talk to him. He's real. He's there. He's available. Just speak to him. To the point that Russia made a relationship with Klal Yisrael, that we have a right to do that. It's our Yerusha. It's our legacy. It's our skus. And to talk to him and feel his presence, and from that position, to feel such a confidence and such a strength in being the Am Nivkur.